Wow, look at the wind! It's blowing garbage cans down the street and making branches crack off the tree.
You can see the wind when it blows like that, just like you can see the spirit in a new Christian. Can you see the wind when it blows? My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Now, you really can't see the wind, but you can see when it blows something. Think of a tree waving in the breeze or leaves tumbling down the street. Now, in the same way, while you can't see the Holy Spirit, you can see what He does through someone who's become a believer in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have become new." Now, let's listen to our story. It's called Changing Winds. "Look at the wind!" exclaimed Clover as she stood at the window. "The trees are swaying back and forth, and some of the branches are breaking off." "Wow, it's really blowing hard," said Beau as he came into the room. "I've never seen so much wind." Dad joined them at the window. "You can't really see wind," he reminded them. "You can only see what it does." "It's making that garbage can roll down the street," Clover remarked. The three of them watched in silence for a few minutes. Then Dad said, "Jesus compared the blowing of the wind to becoming a Christian. We can't actually see the wind, and we can't actually see Jesus coming into somebody's life. It's His Spirit that comes in, isn't it? And spirits are invisible," said Beau. He looked at Clover. "That's why you still look the same," he told her. "You still have freckles, just like before you trusted in Jesus at Bible camp last summer." Beau loved teasing his sister about her freckles. Dad smiled. "We see what the wind does, though, and we also see what Jesus does in a person's life. He changes that person. When someone becomes a Christian, they have a new desire to obey the Lord and show His love to others and not do things that aren't pleasing to God." Clover nodded. "I still do bad things sometimes, but I don't want to," she said. "When I know I've done something wrong, I ask Jesus to forgive me and trust Him to help me not do it anymore. Before I was saved, I didn't really care very much." "Yeah," said Beau, "and you don't get mad anymore when I tease you about your freckles. That's no fun." Clover grinned and made a face at him, then cringed as a rather large branch cracked and fell off a neighbor's tree. "I'm glad the wind doesn't always blow this hard." "I am too," said Dad. "But I'm even more glad that Jesus is always in our hearts. Even though we can't see Him, we know He's there to help us live in a way that shows how He's changed us." So how about you? Are you different from the way you were before you became a Christian? Can others see the change Jesus has brought into your life? If you were saved at a very young age, you may wonder if you changed at all. God says you did, and He's continuously working to make you more like Jesus. So trust Him to help you grow in your obedience to Him and in your love for others. Once again, our key verse, found in the second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17.
"Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun."
And our key thought today, Jesus changes you. Grab your magnifying glass and find the clues to an awesome school year. Join Keys for Kids Radio's Crack the Code giveaway to win prizes and find out what you can do to make this year the best it can be. Starting Monday, August 21st, we're giving away a prize pack every day until we give away the grand prize on Saturday. You could win Keys for Kids t-shirts, cinch sacks, or the big one, a Garmin Vivo Fit Junior watch. Don't miss out on everything this school year can be. Activate your name on Keys for Kids Radio's Crack the Code giveaway at keysforkids.net and tap Crack the Code. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.